want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac. We'll give you more details on what that is here in a little bit. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Dale.
And Mark.
Dale joining us from FlamingFreedom.com, his brand new radio show, which premiered last week. Will be continuing every single Sunday from noon to 2 at LRN.FM Eastern Time.
Yes.
And you can go to FlamingFreedom.com to hear his first premiere episode, which happened last week. So, very cool. All right, so we're going to go to your phone calls, and then we're going to continue the five things that people do to make hackers' lives really easy. In fact, Johnson is on the line. He wanted to comment on this in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I've got 3 points that I can make on this topic. And my criteria is that I've done a lot of computer repair and had to educate people on security.
Are you going to make me repeat something on this article? No, go ahead.
I hope not. I don't think so, because I think I've read that article.
Okay.
I've also read Kevin Mitnick's book, The Art of Deception, actually through my handy-dandy Free Talk Live affiliate through Audible. So there's a lot of interesting information in that as well. But, okay, so the first thing I guess to discuss is why hackers, for the most part, would want to hack, you know, little old you, being, you know, person who's just surfing the Internet, not, you know, doesn't have any sort of high-profile security. You know, you don't know government secrets. You don't, you know, maybe you're not the financial officer for some major corporation. Why is a hacker going after you?
I know the Bush is trying to kill Cheney.
Well, for most people, you know, who aren't Bush and trying to hide their secret, you know, murderous plot to assassinate Cheney, hackers just want to steal either their identity just by personal information about you is valuable. Knowing that you are, how old you are, what your gender is, just your demographic is valuable information, because that's information that can be sold, especially if it's in combination with, like, way to contact you, like your email address. So those are, you know, that's a simple thing, but obviously more than that, stealing your social security number and your identity is a valuable thing that they can sell. Stealing credit card information is a valuable thing that they can sell. So those are the things that you want to keep in mind. The other thing that I noticed you say, Dale, about how to generate passwords didn't take into account one very, very major thing. It was supposing that I'm, you know, either a Chinese or a Russian hacker, you know, who wants to get this information so that I can sell it to feed my family. You know, I would go and say, you know, I'd be like, hey, well, I'm on my computer. I'm going to make a shoe site. And, you know, they make just some sort of simple alternative website or some sort of, like, you know, a pro thing where you would, like, maybe download backgrounds for your Facebook or YouTube or something like that, or just graphics, something simple. Like,
yeah,
simple
something, other something to change your cursor into smiley faces and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one example, but it could also be even like a small legitimate business. And the reason why is because they can use that business to then collect your information and sell it to someone else. And the information itself might be more valuable than the product that they're selling. So if your password is the same on every website, that's a big problem. Mm-hmm. So if you're using that
they get you to put in the same password that you use for everything, and now they know your password, they can try it on something else, they know your email, they can, you know.
Right. And that's called phishing, right?
Similar, yeah. But this is a case where they just have a website that you go and create a login there on their website, and now they have access to that information, and they can try it on something else, and for a lot of people, odds are fairly good that you're using the same password there that you use elsewhere.
Hmm.
Is a broader term. Phishing can also be used to describe what collecting collecting personal information. So it's general. So collecting a password by that method is a phishing attack. But the fact that, you know, someone having the same password for every website, that's just called silly. That's just not smart. So that's the other way. And then, you know, you guys kind of touched on it a little bit, but obviously wireless is just the last sort of thing. Most people don't protect, and this is probably one on the list, Dale, but most people don't protect their Wi-Fi routers at all. They don't set a password on their router, or they leave it completely open, or they use WEP encryption, WEP as opposed to WPA, and I won't get into what that means.
But it's not as secure.
It's not secure. It takes like 60 seconds, not even 60 seconds to crack a WEP password. So, you know, most people's houses, you know, someone could just drive by, especially if you live in a relatively urban area, someone can just drive by your house and collect your information. I mean, there was a rogue hacker who was working for Google in the car that went around to take all the street view photos, and he ran this little program that he wrote on this thing to basically collect everyone's information to be able to have like his own personal Wi-Fi network around the country of people's open Wi-Fi.
Okay.
If your Wi-Fi is open like that, they can get into your computer, and if you have, for example, you were discussing earlier about how you would need a password, you know, if somebody's got a website or something like that. Well, if your password is somehow stored on your computer via cookie, or you use your browser's function that allows you to save passwords,
mm-hmm.
if they can get access to that file, oftentimes it's in plain text.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, you can if they can download that file off your computer by getting access to your Wi-Fi, then they have all your passwords.
I'm sure there's different versions. I don't know how different browsers. I know Firefox, for instance, has a master password you can put in. You put in a really good master password, and that encrypts very well, from what I understand. And my understanding is if you forget your master password, then you're just going to have to re-enter all your passwords because it's gone.
I actually use a service called LastPass, which is a browser plug-in that goes on top of your browser and stores the passwords encrypted, not on my computer.
Mm.
So that's a way to do it, too. There's a couple of different password services that do that. The only one I know off the top of my head is LastPass, but you can look something up like that.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight, Johnson?
No, that's pretty much it. You know,
Johnson, I have a question for you.
Beware the reason.
Hmm? When you're done, I have a question for you.
He's done. Go ahead.
Oh, sure.
Remember what Ian was saying earlier? The Cracked article claims that, you know, your computer can try 10 million different passwords in a second. But Ian brought up, well, you know, certainly on an internet browser, it's not going to allow you to try that many passwords, you know. So, you know what I mean? And there's other, so what do you think about that?
In most cases, and this is why I brought up the, you know, when I IMD and I said, hey, you know, what about Wi-Fi? Because there are a couple other ways that people, obviously, yeah, you can't try a website that way, not if it's a legitimate website. So like I said, there's those three other methods. Someone can get your password by faking you, like if they get your email, they can fake you into going to a fake website, get your password that way. They can sit on your Wi-Fi connection if they know where you live and really want to get your information and you don't have a secure Wi-Fi connection, they can sit on your Wi-Fi, get your password through the network traffic. Or if they somehow are able to get access to your computer, either physically, you know, they live with you and they get access to the computer by sitting down at it,
mm-hmm.
or if they can get access to a file on your computer that stores passwords, which a lot of people have, then they can use that file to then run that sort of
be a good idea to encrypt that really well if you do have something like that.
Yeah, which is why I don't throw my passwords on my computer.
Yeah,
very good.
Cool.
Thanks for the call, Johnson. Appreciate the info.
No,
okay, so it sounds like Ian. Sounds like your debunking was pretty valid, according to Johnson.
Yeah, but nonetheless, I mean, still good tips, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I like
the whole thing about someone being able to guess your password just by trying it over and over again. It's kind of
pretty unlikely, but social engineering is what you're going to tell us about next.
We're going to get into that, yeah.
This is from crack.com, the five things that people do to make it really easy for hackers.
And number four was, if someone asks us for our password, we give it to them. Our one survey found that in public, 70% of people would give out their passwords in exchange for chocolate. I mean, hey, it stimulates the same part of your brain as sex, so, you know, it's understandable.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I'd like to know more.
I totally believe it's true.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about that.
They linked to a study.
Yeah.
So a favorite strategy of the hacker mentioned above, Kevin Mitnick, didn't involve either supercomputers or a criminal mastermind brain. So
just
we'll
a little bit
that.
Of social engineering, as it is called.
Yeah, chocolate.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves if you are an elite hacker, or maybe you're somebody who's been victimized in this way. Had your identity stolen, you can certainly share your story. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DERMATOL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And some of those features on our site include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com. Get on over there and get interactive, edit virtually anything that you see.
Totosec, it's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home, is now available for fundraisers and small independent resellers of general merchandise. Totosec is a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can. A lot more. Visit totosec.us on the net. You can go get a family pack there today. It's totosac.us. T-O-T-A-S-A-K. No C in totosac. Totosac.us.
I used mine tonight, as a matter of fact. Went out grocery shopping and also went to the department store as well and brought all those bags in with two hands and two totosacs. One trip.
Wow. We must have a bunch of bags. Just need one totosac to carry. You can carry six bags in one totosac.
Easy. Absolutely. All right. So, by the way, the two-pack of the totosac could be yours. We're going to give you that coming up here in a little bit, so stay tuned for that chance and the special call-in line number that you'll need for it. All right, so 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here, and then we'll get to your calls, but the five things that people do to make life easy for hackers. Dale, you're about to tell us about number four.
Number four is people give out their passwords when you ask it for them.
Yeah.
When you ask for it. It says a favorite strategy of the hacker mentioned above, Kevin Mitnick, didn't involve supercomputers or a criminal mastermind brain. Once he decided what corporation he wanted to hack into, he just got into its trash. Not to mention some lists of passwords, but to dig up an organization chart so that he could call up an employee claiming to be a coworker whose boss needed the password to get into the company's server. He called it social engineering.
Mm-hmm.
So, likewise, in 2007, there was a well-publicized rash of Xbox Live accounts suddenly escaping their owner's control, leading to rumors that some master hacker had gotten into Halo developer Bungie's database. In reality, it was all done via conversations over Xbox Live headsets. Like many systems, Xbox Live would verify your password by asking a series of personal questions. More on that later. So the thief would just get into a game with his target and steer the conversations towards subjects such as pets, high schools, stealthily probing the target for secure question answers. And these are the sort of things that go on to secure questions. So say, hey, what high school did you go to?
That's brilliant.
You might know because you've asked them, so you can answer that question.
Yeah, and who's going to think about that? So what high school did you go to?
So what's your favorite color?
I'm sorry, you know what? My birthday is not on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I don't put it there either.
You know, you get 20 happy birthdays from people on Facebook when your birthday comes. And then, you know, I have like 600-plus friends. I don't know half of them, at least.
I don't give my birthday to anyone. The doctor's office wants your birthday to be able to treat you. Are you really? You can't treat my athlete's foot without my birthday? Oh, well, we need to know how old you are. Oh, I promise I'll tell you what year I was born.
Yeah.
You know, you can guess the other 365 after that. I'll either give somebody January the 1st, you know, the year I was born, or... you know, some date that's close to my birthday that's a holiday or something that I can remember.
Yeah, any time I enter a birthday on a website because it's, you know, age verification or something, I put in the year and the rest ain't right. Because I don't want them to know my birthday. That's a secure thing. I don't want them to know it.
So what was your first dog's name anyway? Nice shot, by the way.
Alternatively, the thief would call Microsoft's tech support and pretend to be the account holder, basically play on the operator's sympathy until the operator gave in and handed out the info.
Wow.
The problem continues to flare up for Xbox Live users from skilled gamers such as Skyless VBI to Dan Shu Zhu and Will Tuttle.
No one knows.
I don't know. Sorry. Both editors in chief of major gaming publications, all of whom had their accounts stolen in 2008.
Nice.
Yeah. So even Microsoft's Larry Major Nelson Herb, director of programming for Xbox Live and the closest thing the service has to a human face, had his account hijacked in March 2010.
Wow.
Almost 3 years to the date after he posted the security bulletin above. So not that we have to hear a human voice in order to hand out our passwords. Online scams continue to be rampant. Once a system administrator sent out an email telling users not to respond to fake "what is your username and password" phishing forms. This is what you're talking about, phishing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He sent out the forms, copies of these forms, and this is the fake form. Do not fill these out. He included a sample form to show people what to look out for, then saw users reply to him with their usernames and passwords.
Oh, God.
Because the sample phishing form he sent along asked them to.
Wow.
Yeah. So, presumably emailing these people directions for performing the Heimlich maneuver would lead to an epidemic of fatal choking. So number three is we will always demand convenience before security. I know this is true. I think, you know, you talk about this a lot, Ian. People don't want security that bad. They want convenience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you really want security, you have to pay for it and work for it. In the mid-90s, Microsoft was tripping over itself to make computers convenient and user-friendly. Microsoft Bob, the operating system with a smiling face, encouraged users to keep all their banking information nestled securely inside a virtual desk. Would-be thieves would be stopped at the virtual front door where users were prompted for a password. If the user forgot his password, he would be inconvenienced by it only 3 times, at which point the system would conveniently let him change it.
Oh, my God.
I did not know this. This is whacked. Microsoft Bob, because even idiots need to use computers. Even though this is about as secure as guarding your house with a beware of ferret sign in your yard, anything less would have been too inconvenient for the target audience of Microsoft Bob, which ended up being small enough for Microsoft to realize what a terrible idea it was trying. Unfortunately, this is a fundamental trade-off, and it's one we often don't even notice we're making. For instance, it's convenient to have your browser store all of your passwords so you never need to type anything to look at your bank account. But leaving your laptop open at Starbucks, then coming back and discovering that you've bought the original master recording of The Court of the Crimson King for a complete stranger is also inconvenient. I suspect that is maybe porn or something?
I don't know. I'm sure we can find out if we need to.
Please don't tell me.
I don't even know, honestly. There's literally no getting around this. What is convenient for us will also be convenient for intruders.
It's true.
Like security questions they use to verify passwords that allowed those Xbox Live hackers to get in. The whole point of that is if you lose your password, you can get it back quickly and easily and not get locked out of crucial online services. So on most sites, if you lose your password, you simply need to answer a few predetermined questions. What was the name of your high school's mascot? Which supposedly only you know. Okay, now let's say you're Sarah Palin in mid-2008. In your private life, you like to use a Yahoo email account that's not subject to the bureaucratic overhead of government records. The downside here is that because you're Sarah Palin, everything about your past is common, well-publicized knowledge. So some kid on 4chan with a Wikipedia page in one tab and Yahoo's reset password page in the other can just copy-paste from the former to the latter to gain access to this email account and spread the contents around the Internet.
Oh, man.
Even if you're not famous, your high school is on your Facebook page, and 10 seconds of Googling will tell someone what the mascot was. It doesn't take much longer to find out what your mother's maiden name was, and so on.
Nice.
Yeah. Best solution here? Lie. Tell the database that you grew up in Smurfville. Say that your dog's name was Cat. Say that your high school mascot was Yo Dog, I heard you like passwords, so we password protected your password. Or the fighting YDIHYLPSWPPYPs, as we called them.
That's a good tip. We'll come back with more here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. Oh, and the Totosec. You get a 2-pack if you call in right now. You may just win. 603-435-1105. Someone will win. It could be you. 603-435-1105. That's a special call in line just to win the 2-pack of the Totosec. 603-435-1105. More Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
As we continue here, we will take your phone calls. We're gonna shorten the remainder of this piece. A lot of people calling in, and they don't want to. They've got other things on their mind, so we will get to your thoughts. Do be patient. But first, Mark,
are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've done it myself. They are fast and easy. All kinds of legal documents over there, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. You can use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com.
All right, let's continue here with the five things that people do to make life easy for hackers. Unfortunately, we're going to truncate the remainder of the piece to get through it a little faster.
Yeah, I'm going to summarize. It's not going to be as funny because I'm summarizing. But anyway, number two is we've put 500 million eggs in one basket. And what they're talking about is people using, like Johnson said, using the same password on multiple sites.
Mm-hmm.
So that becomes a security issue. Someone could get your password on a different site, and now they can get in something else. Another thing is that it's becoming common for people to log into a lot of different things through Facebook.
Right.
So if someone were able to get into just hack Facebook, if they could just get your Facebook information and get into your Facebook account, now they have access to everything that is connected to. And the other thing is email, because the email, if they can get into your email,
then they can do resets on all your websites.
Yeah, resets, all kinds of stuff. That's, you know, once you put in your email into an account, you can have them send the password. So that is number two. And then number one is that you have to give access to someone, and that person might hate you. So one of the examples they give is Bradley Manning, is that although I'm really glad he did what he did, he had access to a lot of information, and it got out because he had a beef,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. For good reason in this case, but he had a beef, and that information got out. So, you have a disgruntled employee who has a lot of security information, security access, or so forth. But they don't really. There's not really a good answer for that. I mean, you just got to be.
Yeah, there really isn't. You just have to have the right people, and sometimes you make mistakes in that arena. So be careful, and of course, change your passwords occasionally if you need to. I mean, if you're dealing with having other people having access, certainly once that person gets fired from the position, that's a good time to change a password or change a lock on a front door, that kind of thing. So let's go to your phone calls. You can take control of the airwaves. You can get the full article over at cracked.com on that one to reinsert the funny into the last two that we didn't have time for. All right, so let's go to Doug listening in Manchester to 105.1. Hello, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug, you're on the air.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just want to say anybody who uses Facebook, I mean, loser time pretty much. You spend an hour of the day informing the endless internet about yourself and communicating with each other, but it's ridiculous because everything that goes on there is obviously being recorded.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always
obviously.
It's always going to be on there, and years from now, like, they can use that information later on down the road, like, nobody could believe. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I wouldn't recommend posting any secrets on Facebook. It's probably not such a great idea. But Facebook is a very, useful tool. On the other side of its publicness is that it can be very useful to bring people together and organize folks. But at the same time, I've also spent way too much time doing silly crap on there, too. So I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Doug, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Stephen in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
That was weird. The thing kind of went static for a second. Yeah,
yeah, that's what happens in talk radio.
It goes.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, gosh. The lovely Federal Reserve. Yeah. I mean, it would be a lot, I guess, how can I put it? It's like I've thought about this off and on. It'd be so much nicer for everyone involved if our so-called representatives would just be more aggressive. It's irritating to watch all that questioning. Oh, where did the money go? And then they're like, everything you want to know is on the website. What kind of a freaking answer
website?
Is that?
I don't know what you mean. What website?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
On what do you call it? The what was it? I'm trying to remember what the guy said that when let's see, who was it? Remember which guy was doing?
You said Bush was killing Cheney.
Oh.
or something.
Are you talking
else.
About some kind of Federal Reserve inquiry or something?
Oh,
like
yeah.
That,
yeah, basically, admittedly, I don't watch television. I haven't watched it in years, but I just catch stuff that's uploaded on YouTube.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and the guy's like answer that was, you could say that represented the Federal Reserve is like, when he was actually being asked by one of the Congress members, where did the bailout money go? Roughly that question, because it's been so long since I watched it. But mm-hmm. The guy was like, he kept dodging the question, naturally. He wasn't going to give a truthful.
Sure, and you're saying your frustration is that the so-called representatives won't push harder than.
Exactly. They need to be more aggressive and quit pussyfooting around.
Well, that's not their. It doesn't behoove them because, I think we all know that it's a government by the lawyers of the lobbyists, and the American people are pretty much pushed out of the equation. I mean, these guys are paid off, bought off, and they really don't want to find out these answers.
Stephen, thanks. No, go ahead.
Actually, you just remind me of something. I was just seeing all the stuff that when you think about all the stuff, it's like all the stuff that goes through your head, and you just. Basically refreshed my memory on something I was thinking of a minute ago. It was like, who knows? Exactly. We see what is on, the video, what they want us to see, exactly.
Thank you for the call tonight, Stephen. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, it's pretty unlikely that you're going to get any of the so-called representatives with real cojones behind them to really take on the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul seems to have, what it takes. He'll ask the tough questions, but... he's pretty much the only guy. So if you've only got one, there's not much that's going to
change.
At least
he's the head of the finance committee.
Yeah. Still, I wouldn't expect
that's a huge
miracles.
Step from where we were 4 or 5 years or 6 years ago or whatever.
Let's continue and talk to Kenny, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, the Dale and Mark. Hello, Kenny.
Hey, guys. Kenny, the play is in the house. What's up?
You sound like you're having a good time this Friday evening.
Oh, no, I was yarning. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I was going to talk about something.
Shouldn't you be out at the club? What is it? It's like almost 10 o'clock Eastern time. You should be out, putting the moves on.
Here we go with the club stuff.
Mackin'
again.
With
I
the women.
I don't go to clubs.
Okay. Anyway,
about the hacking stuff, because I'm a software engineer, I have to correct you on the wording on the word hacker. Because I know in the Webster's Dictionary there's a word, the hacker, the mainstream version, is that pretty much anyone who cracks into a system and everything, but that's not what a hacker is. Actually, the correct term is cracker, but I can understand why that word isn't really accepted.
I prefer to call them honkies.
And,
snack food.
Me being black, I really don't like saying it myself, but it is what it is. But what... I think you all were naming the five things where how hackers make it easy, how people make it easy for hackers or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, if a hacker is good enough, and there are very few of them, it doesn't really matter. It really doesn't.
Sure.
Because it doesn't matter.
Same thing with anybody that's going to, like, break into a home. I mean, if somebody is a skilled enough crook, then it doesn't matter what locks you put on that front door.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's just... It's just so many vectors, because if you're talking about a game theory perspective, you know, if you're a system administrator, you have to figure out every way a malicious hacker can get in, and the hacker only has to find one way to get in, so they automatically have to upper hand. So
you're the new long arm of the law.
Kenny, what else you want to share tonight? Anything else?
That's it.
Thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Enough time maybe for your call if you make the call now. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us, of course, on our website at freetalklive.com. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are next. And just enough time for you. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, though I will not give the number out because the phone lines are loaded up with your calls. And we will get to them here in a moment. Also want to tell you about the website at freetalklive.com. You can go there and enjoy the features entirely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their websites, we do it free over at freetalklive.com. So enjoy that stuff on the house. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue to the phones and the phone, we go to Sid in Indiana. Sid, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sid, in Indiana. Sid going once. Sid in Indiana going twice. Let's try instead. Vincent, listening to WVTS in West Virginia, Charleston. Hello, Vincent.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, yeah, I'll make this short and sweet. I think in some instances, hacking can be a useful thing. In the instance, you know, it can show weaknesses in security, and there were a lot of hackers from the 80s who are now security super, you know, are...
Oh, absolutely. There are hackers that do...
Supervisors, you know.
You're right. There are hackers that are used for good, essentially. It's their job. In many cases, they can be hired, actually, to attempt to hack into, say, a company's security and find the holes in those systems.
Hackers
can also do good when they hack into the government and shut down their websites. That's good, too.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Yeah. But, yeah, that's really all I had to say. I just want to make it short.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate your call, and thank you for making it tonight. And appreciate bringing that up. Not all hackers are bad, certainly the truth. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL. Oh, I said I wouldn't get that, didn't I? All right, let's continue here. We will go to Joshua, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Joshua.
Hello, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First-time caller. I just want to say thank you for allowing me to call.
That's what we do. No problem.
Basically, I just wanted to get the word out there about this scientist by the last name of Venter. He has created the first synthesized bacteria from scratch. And what they're able to do is they code the DNA using computers to do whatever tasks you know they deem necessary.
Actually, it's scientists from the Venter Institute, I guess. Go ahead.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I guess he named the institute after himself.
All right, maybe that's true. I'm just Craig Venton.
There you go, smarty pants.
I'm working on it here. I'm making sure that people get the right stuff when they want to go look this up when he talks about
go
it.
Ahead, go ahead, Joshua.
And that's exactly why I'm calling. First of all, this guy is actually saying how he planned on introducing this technique as a way to help stimulate flu vaccine production next year or in the years coming. And, you know, to me, that just sounds a little bit shady. You don't know what they could be putting into you. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there because if they're going to be programming DNA in the whatever it is they're injecting into people, there's no telling, you know, what that could do to the public health. Not only that, I did want to comment on a caller that came in earlier. That's Ben Bernanke, who was the Federal Reserve chairman.
Yeah, I didn't mention that. I didn't want to throw the guy off his groove.
Hey, it's all about facts, man.
Right on, dude. Thanks for the call tonight, Joshua. I appreciate hearing from you, and we're going to continue here. freetalklive.com. You can go there and enjoy our features. We go to Matt, listening in Illinois on the amp lines. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let you know that King Crimson was a band. Their first album was The Court of the Crimson King. Came out in 1969. Featured a guitarist named Robert Fripp, who has been hailed as one of the great guitarists. Had really, really airy psychedelic rock music. Their first album was kind of a big hit. I don't know if big, but it was kind of a hit. And it's psychedelic rock. And if you dropped acid and listened to it, you were guaranteed to see God.
Or your money back.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm going to bother with that, but I might listen to the some of the songs just to see what it's all about.
It's kind of rough nowadays, because recording has been so refined. But I'm pretty sure that if the American Indians had access to it back in the 1800s, the shamans would have used it in their mushroom drinking rituals. I'm pretty positive about that.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And you know what? We do have time to sneak in a couple more calls. 800-259-9231 is the number. But first, I will tell you a little quick story here from SeattleWeekly.com about yet another cop killing a dog. Police departments are perennially accused of excessive force. The poignant SPD shooting of Native American carver John Williams being the latest example. We told you about that a few weeks back.
Seattle Police Department, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, where they shot a man basically for walking down the street with headphones in. A deaf man.
Yeah, he's deaf.
And not so in an excess. Usually, however, the victims are human beings. Not so in an excessive force case recently filed in federal court, which names the fatal shooting of a Labrador Retriever, mixed breed dog named Slider, allegedly for doing a little more than sniffing the butt of a police dog. And according to a complaint, a man named Nicholas Srisculo was apparently letting his two dogs, including Slider, have a little off-leash fun in a Moses Park last January when Grant County Sheriff's deputies proceeded to make a drug bust nearby. One of the deputies was Bo Lehmans, who brought his police dog Maddox to search a car that contained some suspected meth. Slider took off after Maddox, giving rise to the alleged butt sniffing. The deputy kicked Slider, according to the complaint, causing the dog to run back toward his owner, tail between his legs, not charging Officer Lemons or Maddox or any other officer. Nevertheless, the complaint says Lemons followed Slider and shot the dog three times, killing him. A prior investigation conducted by the sheriff's office, however, offers a different version of the events.
Always does.
Ruling the shooting is justified, the office concluded that Slider and Maddox had been fighting, and that it seemed to Lemons as though the dog Slider was returning for another round. Grant County Undersheriff Dave Ponozzo declines further comment on behalf of Lemons and his department, saying it hasn't had a chance to look at the lawsuit yet.
Hasn't it been a year?
I don't know. That's a good question. But anyway, the case... I've lost my spot. So the case allows Karp another opportunity to press his view that pets should be treated as more than mere property, and the dog owner saw Slider as an immediate family member. The suit notes, expanding at length upon studies that document the bond people have with their pets and the grief experienced when an animal dies, Karp and his client are therefore asking not only for damages amounting to the value of Slider, but for unspecified emotional distress damages, something the lawyer has also sought in veterinary malpractice cases.
You know, I don't see that there's there's any problem with that. I mean, I don't think a dog is worth the $500 or whatever you paid for him.
It's worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I think you love that animal. Yeah. In some cases, I mean, some people don't, but
most people,
they're
going to
act like
animals.
They love their dog once somebody shoots it.
I have never known anyone who doesn't love their animals. I'm sure there are people out there that hate their animals, but in which case, why would they sue?
Yeah, I think some people care more than others. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So here you have yet another story of the police shooting another dog to death, and as they always do, ruling it completely justified.
Well, you know, when it's one of these situations, the cop can do. I don't know what happened here. It's a he said she said scenario, and he said in this circumstance, but every single time the police officer's word is taken over the civilians. And I guess I just want the lesson here for me is that, hey, everybody, if you think you're, free, then how is it that some guy that's supposed to be your civil servant is able to say something and his word is valued over yours?
Yeah, I just think it's interesting that the idea that this Labrador Retriever mix essentially is somehow going to kick the butt of a canine, because the cop's story is that, well, they were fighting and then the dog was going to come back around for another round, and the canines are probably a little more aggressive, I would think, than the average Labrador Retriever. But I tend to believe the story of the victim in this case. The dog was running away and was shot three times. The cop chased after the dog and shot it to death.
I think it would depend on the evidence. I would want to know is how far was the dog, Slider, when he was shot from the area where the drug bust was occurring? Because if he was close, then it sounds like the story is, the story that the gentleman's telling here is false. And if the dog was far away, then the cop's lying.
Well, and how did the bullets enter the dog's body as well? That might be a way to determine which direction it was facing as it was shot. But I doubt the police did very much as far as forensics on that particular case.
It wouldn't be that hard to figure that out.
They don't care.
No, they don't. Hey, we're out of time. Back, though, tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. Be sure you join us then. And online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.